A wild virus. In the village of Maurentopoli, animals and children used to play together in the woods next to a lake. They also loved singing.
We'll have fun forever!
One day, the animals did not see the group of children that usually play with them and began wandering suspiciously.
Where are they?
Linda the fox, who was very worried for her friends, asked the sloth.
Where do you think the kids went?
And the sloth quietly answered.
I'm not sure, but don't worry, they'll come back soon.
The fox was worried, so she decided to go to Maurentopoli in order to check what happened. When she arrived at the village, she was really shocked. The streets were empty and all humans were locked in their houses. So Linda decided to go and knock on Peter's door, a cute little child who loved to play with the animals. When Peter opened the door, Linda asked him,
"Why didn't you join us at the lake today?"
The child replied sadly,
"Because there is a dangerous virus that keeps us all locked up in our houses. It's not contagious for animals, but it is for humans. We can't play together in the woods anymore. I miss you so much, but I have to stay inside. We hope to be able to play together soon."
Linda was very sad and upset at the news. She answered to her friend,
"I miss you too, bye."
She returned to the woods, asking the animals to organize an emergency assembly. When they all gathered, the fox reported them what she knew. Franco de Boer said,
"We absolutely must talk to the wise master chimpanzee Mauro. He will surely know how to fight this virus."
So, a small group of brave animals volunteered to go look for the chimpanzee. Linda the fox, for her cunning and her big heart, Franco the boar, for his strength, Rick the squirrel, for his agility, and Sandy the lizard, because she was very good at camouflaging. They prepared their backpacks and set out for a journey to reach the cave of the wise master chimpanzee Mauro on the top of the mountain and save the humans. They spent the first night sleeping under a big tree. The next day, something appeared in front of them along the way. It was the virus. It looked like a big green ball with a yellow crown on the top. The animals thought that it was the coronavirus that was tormenting humans and forcing them to stay at home. When they saw it, all animals were paralyzed. The virus exclaimed with a laughter of contempt,
"I want to conquer the world and you won't stop me."
Right after the virus words, there was a loud noise that distracted him for a few seconds, and this gave the animals the opportunity to flee towards the top of the mountain. The virus tried to chase them, but he ran slower than them, so they were able to escape. At last, all animals reached Mauro's den at the top of the mountain. He was the wisest animal of the world. Rick the squirrel begged him,
"We need your help. We have to find the antidote to defeat the coronavirus."
Mauro answered,
"Of course I will help you."
Fortunately, the chimpanzee already knew what to do, because it wasn't the first time that the coronavirus had tried to attack the humans.
You must bring me a maple leaf that grows behind my den.
Mauro was too old to take the leaf by himself. So the group sent the squirrel, who was certainly the fastest. In a short time, he returned with the maple leaf, and the chimpanzee could prepare the antidote. While the group was happily returning home, they met the virus again, and the battle between the animals and the virus began. At first, it seemed that the virus was going to win, but then they looked at each other and yelled,
"We are here together. We will have fun with children forever."
Immediately, the lizard Sandy picked up the antidote, camouflaged herself on a tree, and threw the potion on the virus that slowly disintegrated and became dust. The animals ran quickly to Marantopoli and told the news.
The virus is defeated.
In the same evening, children and animals gathered and had a big party, since they managed to defeat the virus all together.